This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. Either Ike or Chris, give it to me, and you got to give it to me hot, especially if it's Chris because this is last night with us before Stu steps in.
All right, Ken, here we go. Numero uno. A report was released this week by business insider Darren Revell and others that details New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning's alleged involvement with and knowledge of non-official equipment being marketed and sold as game-used. The specifics provide a messy scenario and a lot of he said, he said. But my question to you, Ken, is this a big deal or simply a matter of logistics, meaning too much demand, not enough actual equipment to go around?
Listen, I'm sure there's some people here. Hold on. I'm sure there's some people here who are fair and balanced and try to do it the right way. Autograph stuff, though, is a greasy business. And being in the minor leagues and seeing the sharks that are out there and just waiting around the bus, and they got these big binders full of baseball cards and 8x11s and other assorted pictures, and they just want you to sign them like a cyborg, like the players, and knowing that most of those guys are not going to make it to the majors. And it's just so creepy and weird. And a lot of those guys who deal in that, it's one step away from dealing in flesh. It's just really greasy. It's the same type of thing you get with guys who are selling steroids. It's always you work out at a gym. Ike knows this. I'm sure he's been offered roids. You work out at a gym. Some guy comes up to you. Hey, look, meet me at a fast food restaurant, dirty bathroom. And you got to be in the middle stall. And then you buy steroids from me. Okay, we'll do that. Like in some weird, perverse type deal with roids, it's almost the same thing when it comes to autographs. It's just such a weird business. I don't know why Eli Manning would put himself with it. Maybe he felt bad for the guy. I'm still reading up on it, Chris, but it just seems dumb. I don't know why you would do that, sign off on any of that stuff. It's just so awkward. It's very weird to look at. And for him, I don't know why you would be a part of it at all. Go ahead.
All right, Ken, one of the more recognizable suits in the NFL has called it quits. Former head of officiating Dean Blandino, is reportedly leaving his post, and one option on the table is to pursue a similar role to that of which former longtime official Mike Pereira has taken over at Fox. Blandino has even been linked to our very own CBS as a possible landing spot. What are your thoughts on high-ranking NFL personnel and others leaving their posts to join the ranks of the broadcasting world?
Whatever it is, it's got to be better than Mike Carey. Sorry. Just that one did not work out, and that was just in the words of Brad Childress, that was a programmatic non-fit from the very beginning. I think it's great for it, though. Mike Pereira, and you're seeing how really good Mike Pereira is at doing it. He's very good at presenting it, kind of going back and forth with the cases. You know, they do this with a lot of other sports, and they just don't have the same type of cachet that Mike Pereira does. He's already got himself a nice little cottage industry in it where they break away to him on Fox. He always looks like $1 million. His presentation is great. His explanations are great. Mike Carey was probably a good official, but just very bad at it. And I don't mean to beat up on a guy because he was bad at it, but he was bad at it. And then you get some of the other ones like, who's the guy who's the former NBA ref who's on ESPN now? And they always go to like Sea Caucus, New Jersey, and it's like it looks like he's in a basement, like kind of like he looks like he's running numbers down there, and he kind of gives this explanation, and it's just because it's like dimly lit, it's kind of fun. It seems a little bit Tim Donaghy-ish, so that's a little bit fun. But Mike Pereira's great at it. I think if Dean Blandino can do a good job explaining rules, explaining his point of view, and when Mike Pereira disagrees with the call they've come to, I think it's compelling television. I think he's very, very good at bopping in and out. I think a lot of people are going to try to copy that, but Mike Pereira is the best. I give him that credit. Next.
And that would be Steve Javy, slick hair.
Steve Javy, thank you.
Javy. All right,
Thank
Ken,
you. Yes.
Number three here. We're just a few games into the Major League Baseball season, and already articles are popping up all over the internet questioning if, quote, it's already time to panic for these three teams, as one specific headline read. With playoff hoops and hockey underway and the upcoming NFL draft, we're hardly pressed for storylines. So what do you make of the clickbaity nature of some of the articles that have taken up recent headlines?
Wait, click the what teams are we supposed to panic about?
It was the Braves and the White Sox and one other one.
Why would I panic about any of those teams? The first two teams, I don't expect them to make the postseason at all. Why would I panic? Why would I panic about the Braves? That doesn't make any sense, Chris. I'm not arguing. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying, why the hell would I panic about the Braves? I don't pick the Braves to win 70 games this year. Why would I panic about them?
Well, that was the question. It was. Do you believe that these articles, with their clickbaity nature, is this just a bunch of nonsense?
Oh yeah. Well, they got to get somebody to click on them. I'm very weird about clickbait, because I'm like, hey man, the guy's got to get his clicks, and there will be people who agree with it. Now, sometimes there's headlines that are misleading, and I'm not trying to go down the fake news gully here. So relax on that. But when it comes to sports, especially like draft stuff. Oh, God, the stuff, the innuendo, the smoke screens that are there. I put up a whole page of just rumors just with the Browns alone. I can't imagine what anybody else is going through. But when it comes to baseball, God, why? First off, unless the team was picked, if the Cubs were out on a terrible start, maybe you panic a little bit, even though that doesn't work because they just won their first World Series in over 100 years, so I don't think there's any such thing as panic with them. The Indians have started out a little slow. Still, it's the first 2 weeks of the season. So about clickbait articles, clickbait's clickbait. It'll always be like that. If you want clickbait, just go on a BuzzFeed list. Those are always kind of fun. Next.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, my friend.
Well, what the hell? I'm worried about the White Sox. White Sox suck. Why would I worry about the White Sox?
They're one Todd Frazier injury away from winning 50 games. I agree.
Oh, man. Ah, jeez.
So we've touched on the NFL draft a few different times, and we're just a couple weeks away from the annual event that provides football fans the final piece of the blueprint for their team for the upcoming season. And what do you make of the trend that more and more high-profile players are hearing their names called from their couch back at home rather than attending the event?
I kind of like it. I kind of like, because nobody wants to be, especially a non-quarterback, because this is a kind of a weird quarterback year here, Chris, where there's going to be someone who plummets. Now, it can be a good story, because I love any time they show Aaron Rodgers and all the accolades that he's had and the Super Bowl that he's won and how great of a quarterback he's been. They always show him in the green room, sweating, looking ridiculous over there as he started just watching himself fall in that first round way back when. It ends up being a great story because Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer. For some of these other guys, though, that's embarrassing. And God, the memes that we bring up, good God, we're still making Johnny Manziel memes when he was watching himself plummet.
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith. I mean, you have guys right now who, if you're a quarterback in this draft, I think Mitch Trubisky will go top 10. I think I'd be pretty confident if I was Mitch Trubisky going to New York. I think I would. Deshaun Watson, you've been hearing everything from the first round to the second round with him. Pat Mahomes seems to be going nowhere but up. So I would say that he would maybe want to go to New York if he really wanted to. Deshaun Kizer, there's no way in hell I'd go to New York. Myles Garrett wants to stay at home. He knows he's probably either the number one or the number two pick. He's making that decision just because he wants to be with family. I don't think it's a prerequisite that you have to be there and walk up on stage. It's walking up on stage. If you want to be with the family, they can do interviews with you and your family. You can have everybody in there. It'd be fantastic. Next.
All right, Ken, last one. It was Easter, it was here on the East Coast, at least. I know some of our West Coast listeners are still enjoying the last few moments of the holiday. But religion aside, in my opinion, it's one of the weaker holidays in terms of its appeal for a family gathering, gift-giving, the mascot, and especially the food. Where do you rank this holiday on your Mount Rushmore?
All right, leaving religion out of it, right? Right, because you don't want to. We're not trying to upset anybody over here, okay?
That's the first prerequisite.
Oh, Chris, that's a strong question. Okay, go piece by piece there. Now, you read that off. What was the first category?
A family gathering.
It's behind Christmas. It's behind Thanksgiving. It's behind 4th of July, that's for sure. There's not really a family gathering for most Halloweens that I've heard of. Some people would obviously beg to differ. What are some of the? Am I missing a holiday?
No, I think you pretty much covered it because I think all the other ones are more or less optional.
Yeah, those are the big ones though. Some people would consider the Super Bowl. That's just a sports holiday. I'm not throwing that in there. Yeah, I would say that it's bringing up the rear there. What's the next category?
Any potential gift giving.
Gift giving. Okay, Thanksgiving, you're not getting any gifts. You're getting great food, hopefully. And there's a lot more beers being passed around. Christmas, those are great gifts. 4th of July, you're not getting any gifts, but that's the perfect mix of beer and barbecue. So you have that. Yeah, they're bringing up the rear there because I'm not a big fan of chocolate Easter bunnies.
Next
too
would
much.
Be the mascot.
Santa Claus is better. Uncle Sam is better. Again, we're leaving religion out of all of this. There's no mascot for Thanksgiving, is there?
Turkey.
John Madden?
Pilgrims,
yeah. Okay, so it's third out of the major four. It's third there. So you finally got one in the positive. What's the next one?
The last one, and obviously the most important for everyone on this end of the equation, would be the food.
Okay, what do you think of ham? Do you eat ham?
Not a ham guy.
Okay, now I know that there's religious aspects with a lot of other people in the room, so I don't know how they eat ham. Ike, do you eat ham or you not eat ham?
Every damn day.
Okay, you eat ham. Or are you being sarcastic?
Of course I do. Bacon.
Okay. Do you like ham? I mean ham, though. Bacon is different. Bacon is a different type of meat. Do you like ham?
It's the same animal. Yeah, I eat ham.
It's not. Technically it is, but I mean you're a ribeye is going to taste. That's fine. I'm just saying. A ribeye is going to be a little different than like a round steak or something like that from a cow, okay? You following me here?
Sure.
Okay, let's go. Turkey's better than all of them. I love turkey. So Thanksgiving's number one. Hot dogs, hamburgers, that's all right. I throw that number two. I'm not a ham guy. My dad's a butcher, and my dad's always stood by the maxim. A little bit of ham goes a long way. And everybody loves their Easter hams, and I get about a piece in me, and I got to have it like on a bun. I got to have it on a sandwich.
Little Kaiser roll?
Yeah, a little Kaiser roll. Deviled eggs are fantastic, even though my wife doesn't make them that often. But if she does, she's got to put that green olive with the pimento in there. I work with a woman named Paula. She makes the best deviled eggs. I made a whole tray of them before at one sitting. Pounded them. Felt great about myself afterwards.
Watch
too.
That cholesterol there, my friend. We need you back
perfect.
Next week.
My blood work came back just 2 weeks ago, brother. My cholesterol is running fine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.